Coast Radio News for Monday, December 21st, 2020. I'm George Henry. There were a total of 9 new cases of COVID-19 reported in Florence over the weekend. Coast Radio has reached out to Lane County Public Health's information liaison, Jason Davis, for more information on the cases and is awaiting more news from Lane County. 9 is the largest number over a 2-day period since the beginning of the pandemic. The case count is now 70 for the Florence area. The Oregon Health Authority also released numbers over the weekend, and there were 4,085 new cases reported since Friday morning. There were also 58 more deaths added to the total. Lane County over the same period had 326 new cases. Oregon passed the 100,000 mark on Friday, and there is currently a total of 102,930 known or presumptive cases to date in the state. Lane County's death toll is at 81 persons, and the total number of cases is 6,239. Health officials with OHA are warning that the Christmas holiday could see some of the largest numbers to date if people do not stay on track with social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing. OHA says now it's important to wear a mask with anyone you do not live with, whether indoors or out. Meeting outdoors is best, but may require bundling up. Despite high wind warnings over the past several days and continuing through today, Central Lincoln PUD is reporting only a few outages in the area. Efforts over the past several weeks to trim back potentially dangerous limbs over power lines have apparently helped keep down the number of issues surrounding downed lines. High winds and high water warnings have been out all weekend with the possibility of flooding, but there have been no reports of any severe conditions here. However, several houses along the Siuslaw River in Mapleton did see waters rise high enough to reach their homes. High wind warnings continue through 4 p.m. today. Beginning July 4th, the Oregon Department of Transportation will begin working on a new highway project in Coos Bay. People traveling along the coast should be aware that northbound traffic on First Street and southbound traffic on Broadway in Coos Bay will be affected. Most of the work is projected to be done at night, but some lanes will likely be closed during the day, according to ODOT. The project is scheduled to be completed by June. You can likely expect increased enforcement on the roads over the holiday weekend through the 4th of July. Douglas County Sheriffs and Lincoln County Sheriffs have released information on increased patrols for DUII and other violations. Lane County has yet to officially announce that they will also be participating, but it is a normal occurrence over the holiday, so notice of increased enforcement is anticipated. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, December 21st, 2020.